Award-winning singer-songwriter Martin Sexton is on tour behind his new recording Sugar Coating, his ninth album, and his fifth release on his own independent label called Kitchen Table. On his latest batch of tunes, Sexton dishes up his own special blend of many genres of American music, including soul, gospel, country, rock, and blues. On Sugar Coating, Martin once again does what he does best, sings soulfully with an astounding vocal range, plays guitar from rapid finger picking to plugged in and rocking out, and he continues his search for the larger truths within the specific details of the life he's living. Martin Sexton is in Eugene for a concert tonight at the Wow Hall, and I'm happy to welcome him back to Fresh Tracks today. Welcome, Martin.
Hey, what a great intro.
Thank you.
I feel like somebody.
You are somebody. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me
by. And it's wonderful to have you back in Eugene. It's been 3 years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
Wow,
the new album, Sugar Coating, brings you back. And we're going to talk about that album, but first you promised that you'd start right off the bat with a tune. Tell us about it.
Well, this tune here is called Boom Shaboom, and I wrote it with my friend Dan McKenzie. And it's basically the story of how I met my wife back in New York City. It goes like this. I met my baby at the Fast Club underneath the Jive Cafe at the corner of Lafayette and 4th Street, 8-1 Wednesday. She offered me a red stripe, and I said, baby, not a chance. I could go for a tall, cool ginger ale, but how about we just dance? We did the boom, shaboom, the doo-wop, baby, the mocha chocolate and the nitty-gritty. We did the hoochie-coo, the lady's ballerina. Baby, make me feel like I'm a California dreaming, yeah. Woo-hoo, all right. Well, I asked her for a number. She said, here's my phone, it went. Put two and two together. Ooh, she must be with some jerk. 2 summers later on the vineyard, they gave me another opportunity. She came on their wages to see me play, but I was with sweet Lisa Marie. It took so many months of waiting. Finally come that spring, we were free and clean and good to go, and hot dang, we did our thing. Did the boom, shaboom, the rumble in the jungle, the who knows who, and the haystack tumble. Boony boo, the moaner and the screamer, baby, make me feel like she's the girl from Ipanema, yeah. Oh yeah. Now it's all these years later, and we're still going strong. My friends, they keep on grilling me, how do you last so long? We raised us a family, we still love to kiss. But the boom, shaboom, and the doom, my baby, is secret to our bliss, yeah. Chocolate in the New York City, got the hoochie-coo, the king of Bohemia. My baby make me feel like I'm the king of the world. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A boom shaboo, boom sugar, I love you. Baby boom shaboo. Sugar, I do. Here comes that.
Now it's Martin Sexton with Boom Shaboom from the new CD, Sugar Coating. that tune about meeting your wife. Mm-hmm. And some of these songs on the new release are kind of talking about your life, it seems to me, a little more than you usually expose yourself on your albums. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to be real, trying to keep it honest, you know. It's a very personal record. Like, there's songs about meeting my wife. There's a song about my son, a song about my daughter, a song about being friends again with my older son. And there's also more sort of universal songs, too, like the title track, Sugarcoating, is about just basically things that I've learned in the last few years about what's going on in the world and namely 9/11, what happened on that day and how does that affect us today and what's happened as a result of that with all, you know, it seems to me like all these wars just kind of came out. They were born on 9/11, you know. Why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we in Iraq? Why is all this going on? What's up with the Patriot Act? I'm just becoming more and more aware the more I read and the more I listen in the world, and some of that is showing up on this record.
Tell us about the title track to the CD. How did the album become named Sugarcoating?
Well, it seems to me like most of what I hear on the news and on TV has got a lot of sugarcoating on it. There's a lot of fluff. I watched the CBS Evening News last year for the first time in a long time, and I always thought the news, I remember the news as a kid as being like, you know, pretty hard news, you know, correspondents out there right on the scene telling the story like it is, you know. But I turned on the news and it was like, it felt like I was watching Good Morning America or some entertainment show. It was really interesting. I was like, wow, this is the news. And it wasn't news. I mean, there were some news bits, but it just seemed like a fluffy, you know, morning talk show or something. And there's just so much that I've opened my eyes to over the past couple of years, and I'm just becoming more and more aware of reality, I guess. And I'm trying to call shenanigans on things, you know, I'm trying to tell it like I see it, you know what I'm saying? And sugarcoating is all about, you know, what went down on 9/11 and what's now happening as a result of that. You know, we're all afraid of terrorists now behind every corner, and we're all basically submitting to the tyranny, you know. And I want to stop this new world order one way or another. And I think if we're united as a people, if we're not bickering about divisive issues, I think we can do something about it.
And music is a uniting force.
It is, yeah. We've got this banner on the stage. It's this big, it's my guitar in a circle, like eight of my guitars in this circle, and it's supposed to signify unity. And I mean, we're all different, but we're way more the same than we are different as people. You know, we might disagree on certain things, but we all bleed red. We all need, you know, food and water, and we all love our kids. We all enjoy our constitutional rights as Americans, whether we're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. We all sort of share the same the same needs and the same desires, rights.
I'm speaking with Martin Sexton, who is on a very ambitious tour behind his brand new record, Sugarcoating. You recorded this CD in just 7 days. Is that a first for you?
I think it is. Yeah, maybe my very first, like, record a long time ago when I was just a guy on a guitar. I probably did it in that length of time, but this we did the old school way. You know, I showed up in the studio and I showed the guys the songs, and they wrote out the charts, and we went in and just did takes, you know, take one, take two, take three, and by usually within the first four or five takes we had the keeper, and then I would take that keeper take and add on my backing vocals and maybe an additional guitar or something. So it's pretty much a live recording. I mean, most of my records are. I mean, it's, so the vocal you hear is the vocal that went down. It wasn't put in later.
Because you do that on stage.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, no lip syncing here.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Are you ready for another song, Martin?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to.
All right, Martin Sexton, tell us about it.
Well, this tune, here's, I ran into a fella who had quit his job as a banker. He was making a few million every year, several million actually. And he said, you know, I was sick every morning going to work, and I just knew I wasn't doing what I was put here on this earth to do. And that the money was great, and the lifestyle, and just was amazing and all, but I was sick every day. And so he quit his job on Wall Street and took a risk. He went to school, finished his degree, and became a forest ranger. And he says now he's making literally 1/100th the salary, but he's happy and he's feels whole as a human, feels he's on the right track, going in the correct direction. And this song goes out to anyone who might be maybe thinking that way or who has done it. I was in Atlanta not too long ago, and I said, hey, you know, here's a song going out to anybody who's quit their corporate gig to start an ice cream stand. And then I met a guy afterward, and he said, Martin, I quit my corporate gig, and I started an ice cream parlor. It's just down the street. You want some? And he gave us all samples. It was brilliant.
That's great. You know,
so this song is for any one of those folks who might feel inspired to just stop working for the man.
You could be walking down the street one day and forget to look the other way. Suddenly everything you ever get comes within 2 inches of a taxi cab. There comes a time you gotta ask yourself, where am I going? What have I done? Oh, you living a life that you always dreamed of, giving the time to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you living the life? Are you taking the honors you've been given, or breaking the rules with your own decisions? I think it's time we try. Oh, are we living the life? Corporate lawyer in a pinstripe suit. He's got a corner office making all kinds of loot. He just decided he's had enough one day. Oh, he pulls off his tie and he walks away. Everybody's got that little voice in the dreams we had as girls and boys. Are you living the life that you always dreamed of, giving the time to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile? Are you taking the chances you've been giving up, breaking the rules with your own decisions? I think it's time we try. Made all these rules anyway. Oh, they're playing us for fools, but some of us break free. When you grow up, when will you be? Dreamed of giving the time to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you taking the chances you've been giving up, breaking the rules with your own decisions? I think it's time we try living a lie. Are we chasing them dreams we had as a child? I think it's time we try.
Living the Life with Martin Sexton, live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. He is in concert tonight at the Wow Hall, and you're with a band.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I'm with the Ryanmont Blue Band, wonderful bunch of guys out of Boston. I just produced their record, actually, and they are a great band who I was going to bring out as my opening act because I consider opening acts very carefully. I've always made it a point to just only have really good music out. Like, I always bring my own openers with me for the most part, because I want people to have the best show possible. And so these guys are great, and I asked them to come out and open my shows. And then I thought, wow, what if they were my band as well? Because I was going to put a band together, you know, to try to really, what am I trying to say?
Represent the sound record.
Thank
of
you.
The record.
Exactly. Got him. I need
I
more
can
coffee.
Meet
more
your
coffee,
vaunt
please.
Mind.
I'm more coffee. Thank you.
What's the snap in the
oh,
fingers,
oh, sorry. That wasn't
Martin.
To you. That wasn't to you. That was to my tour manager. Oh, here he comes. Thank you, Chad. Look at this. Chad the man.
You are the man.
Look at this. Look at this. Half and half. Do you have my caviar tube?
Sushi here
Very
in Eugene.
Cool, man. Awesome. Thank you, brother. That's perfect. Actually, so the fellas, they said, yeah, we'd love to come out on the road with you, Martin. And so they're the opener and they're my band. And it's really working out well. We're now, you know, we've crossed the country now. We started back in New England, and here we are on the West Coast, and it's just going great. We're really enjoying America. People have been great. Crowds have been great. And everything's cool.
All right. So you're going to kind of shake it up, though, with the band I was reading. It's going to be all kinds of stuff. You performing some of your solo stuff and maybe pulling out some of our favorites from over the years of Martin Sexton history.
Another cool thing about having these fellas is that I can do songs that I wouldn't have done before as a solo guy. So I'm doing songs, you know, that some older ones of mine that I never really played live. And I love that. You know, there's songs like Station Man or Golden Road or a bunch of others that I just wouldn't do as a solo guy because they just didn't work for me solo. But with a band, they really kick butt.
How did they catch your ear? Did they send you a tape?
You know, let's see. My sister, Colleen Sexton, actually gave me a Ryan Montbleu CD years and years ago. And that's when I first caught wind of him. He was a solo guy at the time. And he's since put a band together. And they've been making waves, you know, of their own around America the last couple of years. They're just hardworking, you know, good musicians. And they're not going to give up. You know what I mean? They're not going to stop. You know, I really admire them. It reminds me of myself. I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to keep singing. I don't care where or what or how. Or I'm just going to keep going, and they're just going to keep going. They're not going to take no for an answer. They're just going to gig until, you know, things happen, and things are happening for them. It's a really neat thing to watch.
That's great. Now, this is a long tour. It has you on. How long are you with the Ryan Montbleu band, and then what happens after that?
Well, they're with me till the last Dave Matthews date, which is July 1st. And then I do solo summer dates through the summer. And I think I'm going to do a fall solo run. So I'll be with them till July.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've got an appearance coming up at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, that should be exciting.
We're talking about that.
Big old Bonnaroo, Tennessee.
Is that the biggest festival you've played so far?
I don't know. I've played some big ones. You know, I'm not sure. I think maybe it's up there, you know, with Mile High in Colorado, or some of the big Canadian fests are really huge. Newport is also another big one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's up there for sure.
Well, in between touring, which is almost every day of the year, you've been popping up on some great Friends artists' CDs. You make an appearance on Patty Larkin's celebration of 25 years mm-hmm. in the music industry, and also Assembly of Dust. Who else?
Oh, sure.
And they teamed you with Tony Rice. How was
that right?
Experience?
Very cool,
that
man.
Right?
Very cool. Great bunch of guys out of the East Coast. I'm on. It's funny. I don't usually do guest spots, but you're reminding me that I've been on quite a few. Like Keller Williams put me on his record the year or two ago, and the ones you mentioned. And it's always an honor to be invited to sing with people that you admire. And it's, yeah, it's fun. It's good. It's cool. Groovy. Solid.
Oh, right. what percentage are you touring, and how is your family with you? How does that all work out, Martin?
We are, well, you know, I'm on the road. I've been on the road for a month now. I'll be on the road till July. And my baby and my wife did come on the first few weeks. They were on the bus with us, which was really sweet. And I think they're going to be revisiting us maybe around Salt Lake or Denver. And I miss them. It's tough being away from your family for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But that's just part of the job. It's like being a sailor, you know? Got to go out and do the job and come back home. But the good news is when I'm home, I'm really home. You know, my father, he never left home, but he was gone 9 to 5 every day. But when he came home, he was tired. He kind of read the paper and did his own thing. So I feel like when I'm home as a father, I'm really home. Like the faucet's turned up to 10. You know, when I'm gone, I'm gone. But when I'm home, I'm really there and doing things with the family.
That's cool. I'm speaking with Martin Sexton, who is in concert tonight at the Wow Hall. He is on tour behind his brand new album, Sugarcoating. We talked about ending this with a track from the CD, or would you possibly be persuaded to play one more live?
Sure, I'd love to play another
live. Okay, cool.
Pardon me. Working out the little froggies. It's a little early in the day for my throat. But as I mentioned, it's a pretty personal record, and I wasn't speaking with my son. Pardon me.
Okay.
My son and I, he was mad at me, and, you know, we had this falling out for like 4 months, and it was really freaking me out as a father. And he's a young adult. And so I wrote this tune, and luckily since then we've patched things up, and it's all good now. But this one, I think anyone can identify with. It's called Friends Again.
Thank you, Martin.
You're very welcome. And thank you for having me in this beautiful new studio of yours.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. There's a wall gone up between us, 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. We can hear each other screaming, can't see the inside. And there's no getting over, and there's no breaking through, till you can accept my hand when I reach out to you. I can't tell you how to live your life, can't turn you into me. Can't roll this rock back up that hill, I got the energy. So call me up when you get tired of pushing me away. I just hope we can be friends again someday. You can lead a horse to water, you can't push him in. I'm tired of fighting battles, neither one will ever win. The armor's getting heavy, and the quills have lost their point. Won't you meet me for an orange soda down at Tommy's joint? I can't teach you how to chase your dreams, can't make the sun shine through the rain cloud you drag around. I'll leave it up to you. My love for you is oceans wide, that's all I want to say. And I hope we can be friends again someday. Chili dogs and milkshakes down at the little gym. Fishing off the dock, talking politics till 3 a.m. Him. Yeah. Oh, it's all right here if we can just be friends again. Friends again. I know I can't change anyone, I can only change myself. But when the tidal wave of life rolls in, I can only offer help. I don't know, some kind of compromise, maybe we can meet halfway. I just know we can be friends again, I hope we can be friends again. I pray we can be friends again someday. Friends again.
again. Hey, hey.